You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Today for World Health Day, the World Health Organization has called for action against diabetes, which has seen the number of adults suffering with the disease nearly quadruple since 1980. The charity HelpAge International is asking campaigners in more than 50 countries to call for earlier diagnosis and treatment of diabetes through screening, testing, treatment, and education. In an effort to shine the spotlight on this issue, Georgia Gogarty spoke to HelpAge International's Health and Care Policy Advisor Rachel Albon about the risks of diabetes within aging populations.
World Health Day provides a great opportunity to raise awareness about a specific health issue that is of importance and concern globally. The focus on diabetes this year is extremely welcome. The new data just released shows us the scale of diabetes around the world, with 422 million people living with diabetes. And a lot of those people are living with diabetes in older age. So for HelpAge International, it's really important that we have a day like today focusing on an issue like that.
I noticed that you've spoken about type 2 diabetes being more prevalent in aging populations, yet much of the data on diabetes either ignores older people or doesn't disaggregate by age. Why do you think this is?
Data is a challenge in relation to older age and older people across a number of different issues, across health issues, but also more broadly as well. And we see two main challenges. Firstly, we have data that excludes people after a certain age. So we might have a survey that collects data for people in younger ages up to a certain age, but then stops collecting that data. And a second issue is where we have data, it's not often disaggregated by age. So for example, we might have a single statistic that provides evidence for people age 60 and over, say, but then without some further breakdown, that really makes invisible the differences between somebody who's age 60 and somebody who's age 90, for example. So there's a challenge there with making invisible some of the issues that people are facing. In relation to diabetes, there's also a couple of significant challenges. There are a couple of international surveys used to collect data on diabetes, both to actually measure prevalence of diabetes, to test people and have that prevalence statistic, but then also to collect other types of information around diabetes and people's experience. And those two surveys have an age bracket attached to them. So they generally only collect data up to a certain age group, usually 49 for women and 59 for men, or with the second survey potentially up to the age of 64. But then obviously with no further data after those age groups, we have a whole segment of the population that's not being covered by the data and the statistics we're collecting. And again, that makes them invisible.
You've also talked about certain initiatives being put in place to help elderly diabetics, such as support groups and training health staff in screening for diabetes. What else do you think can be done to help support those with diabetes in aging populations, and how can they be implemented?
I think the first and most important thing really is about somebody knowing they have diabetes. And we see that people in older age often aren't aware that they're diabetic, and they're not being tested and diagnosed until their disease is quite far progressed, and then that has implications for their health later on. So a first major challenge is really getting people tested, getting people screened. And that's something that HelpAge International works on. For example, with our partners in Kyrgyzstan, we've ensured that over 600 older people have been tested for diabetes, and with that diagnosis, they can then go forward and start to access the treatment and the support they need to be able to manage their conditions. In relation to managing diabetes, there are a few specific things we can do. So, for example, looking at diet and physical exercise, both of those things are important in preventing or delaying diabetes, but also once somebody has diabetes, you need good diet, you need to be physically active to manage the condition. So again, that's something that HelpAge International works on with its partners. In Jamaica, for example, we run programs that provide nutritional advice and information on healthy eating to older people to ensure they're able to eat well and keep themselves as healthy as possible. And we have work all over the world through our network of older people's associations that focus on physical activity. So older people themselves coming together through associations, through support groups, to do regular physical exercise and to understand the importance of physical activity. So all of those types of interventions are really important in preventing and delaying diabetes, but also in managing the condition if somebody has it.
Pope Francis has spoken a lot about the importance of acknowledging the elderly in our society. What kind of impact has this had on Help Age International?
I think the first thing to say is that for us, population ageing and the rights of older people simply don't get the attention they warrant, and those issues are not discussed in the way we would like to see them discussed. So I think it's hugely positive when we see world leaders and figureheads like Pope Francis making these comments and helping to raise awareness of the issues that are important to Help Age International and are important to older people, and to keep that conversation happening and to build the conversation around these issues. So I think it's hugely helpful to have those kind of statements.
That was Rachel Albon of Help Age International speaking with Georgia Gogarty.